I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so before we get started, I have a couple of announcements to make. Number one is that I have launched a Patreon for this podcast, and you can check it out at www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And this is really an opportunity for listeners and supporters of the podcast to pledge money to help this project grow bigger and better. I love doing this podcast. I love talking about Vanderpump Rules, and I love the community of people that have really come together to show support. And I want to grow this podcast in a major way. And that would mean hiring an editor, hiring a producer, and seeking out advertising and really just like making it bigger. But I need resources to do that. So that's where you guys come in. And for as little as pledging $1 per episode, you will have access to a bonus episode every week. I've tried to build in a lot of rewards that I would want that I think are funny and would make your pledge worth it. So check it out. I just really appreciate everyone who listens to this. And even if you just go to the page and look at it, I'm like, you're a super fan. www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. The second announcement is that I don't know if you all remember my guest, Ed Drosty. He was on episode 4 of Sup making amazing deals to the cast members, which none of them have taken yet, unclear. He's also in a band called Grizzly Bear, and they released a new album last week called Painted Ruins, and it is in-fucking-credible. Go download it on iTunes or stream it on Spotify. Like, you need this music in your life. It's amazing. And I'm not just saying that because I love Ed. Like, I truly love this album, and I just want as many people to hear it as possible. And also, I mean, like, I'm doing this for selfish reasons because I'm going to be in a Grizzly Bear music video coming out in September and channeling some real like Vanderpump, Real Housewives vibe. So I'm excited to share that with you guys. I will definitely let you know as it comes up. But in the meantime, listen to Painted Ruins. You will not regret it. Okay, let's get this show on the road. You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy. I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. And we go with a friend, here we both win.
Hotel. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so pleased to announce my co-host for this journey, Ryan O'Connell.
I'm like held hostage. I'm like Brie Larson in Room.
I've never... I'm like... I was driving to do this like podcast session today and just like feeling overjoyed that you said yes.
Well, I didn't have a choice.
No, I know.
I mean, I really didn't.
No.
First of all, you live next door to me. And second of all, it would just be cruel.
I know. You had to do it.
I had to do it. And there's only 8 episodes and they're literally like 12 minutes long. They're like basically webisodes.
Yeah. I mean, the episodes are really short.
Yeah. And I mean, you understand why when you realize that they are only gone for 2 weeks and they've managed to milk 8 episodes out of this.
I don't actually know that that's 8 episodes. I think I just told you that.
How many episodes?
I mean, I think it must be. It can't be that. It can't be that many. They're only in the.
Babe.
They're only in Kentucky for like 2 weeks. I don't
There's
think
more
that they
than
can,
8?
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
We'll
my,
see.
My microphone just shatters. I literally just,
we'll
like,
just
start
see.
Throwing things. Yeah, well, I guess we will.
We will.
Ugh.
Well, this. Okay, so what really shocked me. Let's just jump right in.
Okay.
Because I know your time is money for you. what shocked me from the get-go about this show and actually the entire world of Vanderpump Rules at this point is like how much it looks like The Hills.
Oh yeah, it's very posh, but it's funny because it's all so bleak. Like nothing they're capturing under those amazing like cameras is like actually gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's like trash.
Yeah, but
it's like high def trash.
They've thrown a really glossy filter on it and it's kind of fooling me because I'm like, wow, everyone looks glam.
Yeah, but they still live in like garbage dump apartments, you know, called like the La Ventana. And like,
I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, I guess.
We don't get to see their apartments really this season.
Yeah, but no, it's definitely, you know, gotten a boost in the budget, but the music is still horrendous.
The music has gotten, it actually is like artistic how bad the music is, because they hire people, like random people to sing. Like when Vanderpump Rules first started, there were no lyrics in the music, and now we get like these lyrical masterpieces.
But I think they just like go to like the Glendale Galleria and like give someone a Casio keyboard and are just like, here you go, like go to work.
They like hire musicians like off the street for sure.
Yeah, like, and just
they lure them into a recording studio and they're like, we're gonna make you a star, kid.
Sing that one we love tonight. There
was what
one
was
really
it?
Country
it was like,
boy.
You know the story. City boy in the country. It was like, I can't remember how it went. But like, they're now doing themed songs for like the transitional
periods.
It's
a song that would be
show.
On like Dawson's Creek Volume 4. Like, it's bad. It's really bad.
It's
grotesque.
Like, I don't want to wait for Jax to propose.
Ugh, scary.
It's really good. I'm excited to see, like, where the music takes us this season.
Yeah, nowhere good.
No, nowhere
sure,
good. But it actually is, like, I wonder if James Kennedy was smart, he would, like, get involved in the music.
Oh, yeah. Do a DJ gig in Kentucky?
Well, like, he would just, like, offer his services to, like, make tracks for Bravo shows.
I'm sure he's around.
I
think he's hiding under a bush right
think
now.
Think he's free?
Upon the door trying to get in. Annie, go away.
So, Jax and Brittany are going to Kentucky, y'all, for 2 weeks.
Back and bigger than ever. Literally and...
They're like two honey hogs.
They're like
heading to the farm.
They're like Augustus Gloop from Willy Wonka. They're literally like two Augustus Gloops just being like, give me more. Yeah.
Is it rude to like comment on that?
Well, it is a tricky area, but I think that if you both call out Jax and Brittany, I'm not just shading Brittany.
No.
I mean, Brittany's my Anna Nicole Smith queen. I love her.
I love her.
But Jax is
She's
looking,
a ray of light.
Yeah. Jax is looking like a bloated little jellyfish.
Honestly. And it's actually, I think, maybe okay because I go to this workout studio a lot called Sweat Garage and have been in Sweat Garage classes with them post their Kentucky filming.
Do they look better now?
They look incredible. Like they're getting those beach bods back.
Yeah, totally.
Summer bodies.
Yeah.
They like, this was like winter bods or like spring bods, but now they're summer bodies. So I think it's okay. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
it's never okay.
It's
but,
never okay to fat
no,
shame, but guess what?
I mean,
Sex Unique Podcast.
I was going to say, it's never okay. Never mind.
What?
I was saying something else. It's never okay to look, I mean,
it's never okay to look like shit.
No, I mean, it's just a choice that they've made. I mean, no, but I love it because I love that they're just like, they honestly, I kind of do love that they just don't give a fuck at all. And Brittany, I love because I think that Brittany just like achieved her final form. Like, I think that like, no, I'm serious. Like, I honestly,
you're evil.
Wait, no, this is not even rude. Like, I think it's actually really cool that she just like, oh my God, stop. Okay, first of all, Jax has been like a bloated like gummy bear for like years now.
Jax is like a literally a Gila monster. Yeah. But he does look, he, I will say this, he looks really hot in this season to me.
Oh, no. I think Brittany's really pretty. I think she's
Brittany's stunning.
And by the way, I don't think that she looks bad the way she looks. Like, this is like, I think when I say she's achieved her final form, this is like what her body is meant to look like. I honestly believe that. Whatever. I'm down. I'm team Brittany. So, like, I'm here for her and all her, like, her curve journey.
The, like, big boobs don't necessarily do her figure any favors. Right. But I think that she always looks good.
Yeah, she does. She always looks good.
And
I mean, she wore a dress, I think, on one of the reunions that was, like, terrifying.
Her, like, nightgown it was ghost dress.
Yeah, it was bad.
I found it online. You could buy it. It was $29.99.
That was too much. Yeah. Too much money.
I thought about buying it as like a troll, but then I realized the only person that I'd be trolling is yourself. Myself. Yeah.
I've been there, trust me.
But no, I mean, like, now they're really working it.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
I feel like this is a really controversial way to start out this
what
podcast.
Do you mean? Because, I mean, I'm sorry, like, Jax and Brittany have gained weight. They just have.
They did.
And they're, like, that is real. That's not controversial. That's just stating the facts. And I, like, kind of love it. I don't, like, hate it. I think that it's a very...
It's a real
thing
struggle.
That happens in relationships. It does.
And it also is something that everyone struggles with.
I mean, I haven't gained weight in my relationship, but, I mean, people do it.
You know what?
All the
time. Fluctuate.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to go to Sweat Garage, and then sometimes I like to eat ramen 2 times a week.
Totally.
And
you're so bad.
Sometimes.
You're so bad.
Sometimes my summer body is more of like a winter body.
Or a spring.
It's a fall body.
It's a fall body.
It's an Indian summer body.
Your body always looks good, though.
Thanks, babe.
It does.
All right. Well, this podcast is done. Thanks so much for tuning in.
That's
and
all she needed.
We'll see you next week.
Night, night. Okay. So...
Like, so Brittany and Jax get on the airplane and they head out to Trump country.
Yeah, they do.
Like, they are in deep Trump country.
She's like, we can hate again. Feel that air? It smells of ignorance. I love it. She's like, finally, let's get rid of those faggots.
She goes to, like, her, like, parents or her mom's, like, compound.
Yeah.
That's literally, like, built
her,
on
like,
a gay graveyard.
Yeah, it's, like, literally, like, I know. It's literally, like, people, like, souls, like, are dying.
She's like, who lives there? Her mom, her mama.
Her mama.
Her aunt.
Yeah. Her sister, Militia. Militia, who is my queen.
I'm obsessed
Militia.
With the name Militia.
I don't think they knew that Militia meant a different thing.
I think that they did, and that's why they
I
named
know,
Militia Militia. It's like a play on words,
I
y'all.
Guess. Militia. It just sounds like someone was drunk.
When she said Militia the first Militia. Time, I was like, huh? Like, yeah. And then it truly was Militia.
It's all about Militia.
I can't wait to name... Get a. I really want to get a pug and name yeah. it Militia.
Militia. It's just trash.
It's a really good pug name.
I love just throwing an extra letter that doesn't belong. Why not?
I love taking a name like Melissa, which already is an unfortunate name,
and then,
making
it extra making
it
trash.
Confusing by
and scary.
Calling it Militia.
And actually scary in this America. Militia. Yeah.
So they're in Trump country, Militia's there, and Brittany's mom, Sherry, who is actually my queen.
She's kind of like a go-go girl.
She looks
she
like
seems
she's
like...
an extra in Austin Powers.
Yeah, she really does.
It's
she...
like, do-do-do-do-do, every time that she's on.
It's true.
She features a hoop earring, a frosted lip, and like a bouffant, like half up, half down.
It's actually kind of
And the
chic.
Look is working.
Yeah.
If she threw a white boot into the mix.
Oh, I know.
And like a mini skirt, we really have something. And she looks fresh as a fucking rose.
You know that when she like walks to the town center, the two other people living in that town like turn their heads. And they're like, who's that girl?
You know there's a reason she's been married 4 times.
Oh, I know.
Because she's
I
a hot piece
too.
Of ass.
She is. Yeah. She's great.
She's fucking fun.
Yeah. She loves to have fun. She hates gay people.
She hates gay
Let's
people.
Let's not forget.
But she loves to laugh.
Yeah, she does. Which is kind of con... Like, doesn't she understand that gay men are, like, the biggest lollers?
I don't know.
Doesn't
Brittany
she know that she's
maintains that her mother is, like, here for the gays and only
They're
the
not.
Gays.
No, she's not. Absolutely not. Like, that woman has lightly murdered 4 gay men... in her life, and they literally are buried on that farm.
But she can, like... that. Okay, so...
Like, I like, look
she
at the screen,
like
and I
gay
just get
icon,
welts
though.
On my face. Like, literally, I look at her, and I just get welts.
She's a gay icon.
Me. Well, she hurts me.
Do you think the gays love her? Ooh, no. I'm sorry I said the gays. That's like...
I know. Okay, Kathy Griffin. Calm down.
I can't do... I didn't even mean it like that. I'm really sorry.
Where are my gays at? Here's my number one gay, Ryan O'Connell.
Do the gays love her? Ryan, you weigh in. Yeah. Ryan's going to tell us if the gays like Sherry or not. Yeah. Go, Ryan.
I'll tell you what the gays think.
Speak for the gays.
No, I'm sure some gays like her. I mean, some gays love Carly J. Red Jepsen. I mean, I can't... I don't have control.
You know. I think that Sherry is, like, transcending time and space to become, like, a true...
Wait, who is she married to now, though? I'm confused.
Like, she's married to a guy that...
Did we see him?
I think we did for a flash, but I was just, like, not able to truly pay attention to him. Mm. I think that he's, like, a little bit younger than she is.
Oh, that tracks, yeah.
Like, I want to say that. I truly don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, that means...
In my heart, I feel like that's the case.
Yeah, I also just love getting married four times in a small town where there's probably four other men.
I'm obsessed.
So she's probably just married everyone in that town.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're probably, like, one of them's, like, her cousin because they, like, ran out of people. They're just like, wink once for yes, twice for no.
I want Sherry to steal Militia's husband. Sherry, though, like, she lols
How
hard.
Can you literally say, like, hi, this is my friend Militia? Like, it's so fucked up.
They've glazed over. They've, like, really normalized
we
Militia.
Literally, our jaws
but, like,
dropped.
I'm here to say Militia. That Militia is not a normal name.
Hey, my name's Militia.
Like, if someone said that to me, I'd be like, Melissa?
Manuka?
It took a couple times for me to fully comprehend Militia.
Yeah, it's
but
totally
now I love
up.
It.
I want to know more about her. I want to know more about her journey.
Yeah, I hope that she becomes like a regular cast member on the show.
Yeah, for these 22-minute episodes.
So everyone sits down to lunch at Mamaw's house. Mamaw or Mamaw?
I think it's Mamaw.
It's Mamaw, but maybe spelled Mamaw? Like Mamaw. I think they say Mamaw, but it's spelled Mamaw.
The food looked like gruel that you would serve.
Okay.
Like,
I'm gonna say this about the food that they eat on the show.
What?
I was raised in Oklahoma City,
and
which is not like Kentucky South, but it still is like kind of South-ish. Yeah. And that's like, I grew up eating that kind of food. I grew up eating like casseroles and like corn out of the can and green beans out of the can, green bean casserole. And
yeah, but not
Mexican
now.
Pizza, which was heavily featured in the Mamaw.
I know.
I was like, Mexican pizza.
Yeah,
I've not seen a Mexican pizza.
But you grew up
forever.
Eating that food, but you don't eat it now. And these people were like, they're older.
Well,
like,
babe, they live on a farm in Kentucky.
So they grow their own Mexican pizzas? I'm confused.
No, Mexican pizza is like a thing that like white people invented and love to eat.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't
Mexican
know
pizza
this.
Is like a white person delicacy.
Oh.
Like,
they,
a kind of like a
and
trashy
they made frog
white
legs
delicacy.
Too, which I thought was like, I thought frog legs
that
were
was
elevated.
Surprisingly, like a chic move. But I will say, one of my friends has family that lives in like deep Louisiana, and they hunt frogs and kill them like in the bayou, and then they rip their bodies off and eat the frogs legs. So I think it's like a real Southern thing too. It's like a chic French thing, but then also like a really gross thing, which makes it amazing because
do you think Jax like
low.
Gained like 30 pounds while in Kentucky?
I think Jax is in like hog heaven.
Yeah, he's a honey hog.
Also, I think like he goes, I think Jax thrives most in those types of environments because all the women, like I feel like Southern women, like in that kind of environment, like love like a Jax type.
Why?
Because they just love like a man who they can kind of pick on and like me, like Mamaw.
But
was
he's
like,
such a loser.
But Mamaw, but they don't know that. They think he's from the big city and he's like a big guy who's like can take care of business.
Oh,
and he's like
God.
Attractive. He's like a hot dude.
Babe, again, he's like a gummy bear.
I know, but babe, he think about it. He's coming from LA. He's transporting to like God knows
where. You're
right.
He's probably a Kentucky 10.
Yeah, he's a Kentucky 40.
Yeah.
Like, and all the ladies there, I mean, are going nuts for him. As soon as he gets out of the car, Mamaw's like, where's my best friend? Like, they just love him. And like, he's kind of a bad boy. So they get like, you're bad.
He's also kind of dopey, you know.
But he plays it up. Like, we got to see like prime Jack's sociopath this episode, which I kind of like. I'm not
he's
gonna
early
lie.
He's always serving you socio.
He's always serving socio, but this is like he knows that he's in his element where he can like trick people, and so he's like really on. And like when he does that whole song and dance at the end, like showing them the engagement ring and being like,
oh, I know.
Mama. And like he's like sneaking booze, but then he's like, Mama, and like dancing around.
Oh, I know.
Like
I know.
The Pied Piper. Like,
I know.
It's really unclear, but I was like, this is Jax like soaking up female attention.
I just want him to get drunk and tell everyone about his Miami days.
I like, want the. Wow. I wish. Okay. If I had like a lot
he's
of
like,
money.
The things I did. The things I did.
I would like Kristen Doty out and fly that Miami guy to
oh, I know.
Kentucky.
You would wire him like $1 million.
Oh, I would wire him
you would literally,
$40,000 yeah. and be like, go to Kentucky and crash this filming.
I know.
And like ruin their lives.
That guy with like the pockmarks. What was his name?
I can't remember.
But he had like pockmarks, right? He kind
of was a poor unfortunate.
He was like
soul.
A meth adjacent kind of guy.
He and Jax had a deep history.
Yeah.
That Elisa even alluded to at the beginning when she was like, oh, the cock's trying to attack you.
Oh, I know. I
that, like,
I
Lisa's
love...
the only one that can, like, gay shade
Well,
Jax.
Lisa just does, like, drive-by insults for him all the time, and I think that he doesn't even catch them, at, like, in time.
I think he does, but he loves attention. He
yeah.
loves anyone, like, he loves just being told he's a bad boy.
I know. And
so
gay.
That's why Kentucky is, like, kind of the place for him, because he gets to be bad, and then people, like it. Him for
God
it.
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing, like this show is like kind of whatever to me because I feel like Simple Life did it so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And like Nicole Richie was truly like a gifted comedian and she had like great comic timing, and Paris was like unconscious, like literally zanned out the wheel. And I feel like this one there's not really like the gifted that like Nicole, like, you know what I mean? There's no like foil.
Yeah.
I guess it's Jax. I mean, Jax is supposed to be the Nicole.
Jax is
but
supposed
Jax
to be
is
the
not
fish
Nicole.
Out of water. No, I mean, Jax is just a psycho that they yeah. like put into this situation. And at first I was really like irritated at this show's premise. And like, I really tried to be like, no to this journey.
No, you didn't. You were like, yes, we're doing this podcast with him.
Well, yeah, obviously I was always going to do the podcast, God. But I was never like signed up to love this show.
Like I would never have watched this show if you didn't make me. Like I would have skipped this one.
You
I
wouldn't
skipped
even have
it.
Watched Vanderpump Rules if I didn't make you.
No, I would watch it. Oh, I would watch Vanderpump Rules.
Did
for
you
sure.
watch it before we met?
No, you got me into it.
See?
And I was like,
point.
It's too dark.
Yeah.
No, but I would watch it like, I would watch Vanderpump regardless of doing your
well,
podcast.
Well, now you
not.
Would because you've
yeah,
been sucked
I'm hooked.
In.
Yeah.
But now
but,
I'm
But Jax,
what?
Though, and Brittany, I would not watch. Like, listen, I'm like a Bravo addict. Like, I'm literally will go dumpster diving. Like, I watch Southern Charm. I'm like an addict literally getting a syringe and like shooting up. Like, when I watch Southern Charm, I'm not proud. It's like literally calling my dealer and like going incognito through a drive through. Like, I am not proud of the things that I've done and the things I have seen. But this even is too low for me. This is like F-list Bravo reality digital series like quality like whatever like
this should have been a web series.
This is like webisode.
This should have this like premiered for free on YouTube.
Yeah, like literally this is like yeah this should like premiere on like Go 90 or something like you know.
Unfortunately, fortunately, it's short and requires like not a lot of time commitment.
I just wish that they would air them as an hour because I think 22 minutes is like nothing. You don't get anything.
I kind of am liking it.
Like what happened the first episode? They went to a party. Like who cares?
Mama said no drinking. They drank.
Yeah. Ooh, scary.
Well, nothing's going to be scary because this whole show is just a setup. Like there's no real stakes.
Right.
So I guess we just get to enjoy like Sherry, the queen of life, and Mama
yeah.
and Militia, and like watch Jax be like an idiot,
a mess. Yeah,
yeah.
But see, here's the thing: like the thing about
you
Jax,
know the producers are like, okay, Mama's gonna say no drinking.
Right.
Like, here's some vodka.
Right. Well, the thing about Jax that I think is really triggering and maybe interesting for this one is that he's so full of rage. Like he is so angry.
Whoa.
And well, no, he is. He's an angry person. So like when he gets like questioned about getting married, he like legitimately gets annoyed. And like when he gets told, when someone tries to tell him what he wants, like what to do, he gets really angry. Like he has rage issues. He does.
Yeah,
like for sure. And that's like there's Jax is interesting because like he comes off as like this like dopey whatever, but he's like truly like a cruel sociopath monster. Like he's capable of like truly evil. Like I don't think he cares about anyone but himself.
No, I think he would kill someone.
No, I think I actually like lol, but like not lol, because I actually think he like would.
He would.
Like he doesn't have a conscience. He just doesn't.
Like I can't really imagine him being a father to a child.
No. He would be like, whatever, this doesn't do anything for me. Like why would I care about this thing that doesn't do anything back for me?
Yeah.
Like it's very tit for tat for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That being said, I would welcome like a Jax and Brittany baby spinoff.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be her just, like, taking care of the baby while he, like, goes to, like, fucking...
Hooters. You know,
yeah, while he goes to Hooters or, like, tomato pie pizza and, like, just, like, lives his truth. What?
Nothing. I just, like...
Someone got moony-eyed and started thinking about her one true love, Jax.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm really, like... I think that Jax looks good on this show, but I don't think that he currently looks good.
His body looks fake. It looks like it's basically, so like, he's fat in the middle because he eats garbage food. You know he does. And everything that looks muscular is like an illusion. It's like held together by protein powder and like supplements.
He
you
just
know what
like
I mean?
he's doing this thing that like happens to guys like Alec Baldwin where you just like thicken up inexplicably. Like,
but there's
you get
nothing
older
healthy about
thick.
Him.
No, he's not like a healthy person.
He's not a healthy person at all. He's gotten like breast cancer 10 times.
Yeah.
It's like it's a Monet body. It really is. Cause it's like, it looks muscular, but it's really held together by like super glue and protein powder.
It's just like more thick than anything else.
Yeah, it's gross.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Yeah. So Mama says no alcohol, which we know is like the setup for them to all get drunk. So, and also like, okay, so they're all Christians, because like RIP Papa, but they're all Christians. And so their rule is like no sleeping in the same bedroom, or like no sleeping in the same bed before marriage.
Yeah. So they're in bunk beds,
but then
right?
They put them in bunk beds, but it's like, like, yeah, if you put two people in the same room, they're still going to, like, sleep together and fuck.
Right.
And so, like, my mom is super religious and, like, forever, ever would never let me sleep in the same room as, like, my boyfriends when we would visit home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but we'd just, like, sneak. We'd just, like, someone would sneak into someone's room. Like, yeah. Nothing really ever stops anyone, but it's just interesting that they, like, don't even try and put them in separate rooms. Like, are they really that dumb?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that they are, or that it's all for the show. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I just, like, don't trust anything.
No, I don't. I mean, this is all just, like, heavily manufactured.
But those people are not, like, jaded Hollywood folk. So, I mean, I think that, like, their reactions and, like, their interactions with them are genuine in a way. Because I don't think that you could tell those people, like, read this cue card. Like, I, like, don't think that that's, like, possible.
No. I think, like, it's, like... But also, you know what's interesting, what I just thought of?
What?
Is that Britney's kind of the only person that comes from, like, a solid family background on the show.
Well, I don't know the family histories of all the other ones.
Well, I'm just trying to, like,
but Britney's also not fucked up. Britney's, like, well, I mean, she, I guess, is in her own way. But she's a sweet little dummy. So she's not, like, she's not malicious. Like, she's not... conniving, she's not manipulative, like,
but she comes from this, like, solid,
or
like,
she comes
from kind of like a solid family base. I mean, granted, they are, like,
but didn't she meet Jax on Instagram or something? Like,
I think they met in Vegas, well, or something.
Really? I thought, like, she met him on Instagram or something. I don't know, maybe she is conniving. I don't think she is, though.
But, like, I'm trying to think of all the other cast members whose families we've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, Schwartz with his, like, three brothers.
Oh my God,
and, like,
those
his
fucking
dad
brothers who,
that,
like,
didn't come
who
to the
can't,
wedding.
Like, fucking go on an airplane and, like,
the brothers that live in the same room, dark.
Babe, that, and, like, it makes you understand because Tom Schwartz is so stunted, like, emotionally and, like, just frozen, like, can't move on. But compared to his brothers, he's, like, a success story. He's, like, wildly successful.
Sheena, whose mom is, like, just, like, her best friend and, like, stokes the fire of drama.
She's from, like, Azusa, right?
Yeah. Stassi, whose mom seems, like, mildly unhinged and whose dad is, like,
oh,
closeted.
Yeah. Her mom is, like, I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's, like, let's do shots.
Yeah.
Katie.
They live in, like, they're from, like, Lake Arrowhead, right?
Yeah. Her mom lives there. Her dad lives in New Orleans.
Oh, right.
Katie, whose mom... seems fine, but, like, I think it's just kind of a mom. Fun. I don't know. But, like, who wants to see Katie's family?
Not me.
Not
next. Change the channel.
Jax, whose family we've saw his mom once, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I think we did.
Sandoval. But, like, Kristen. I don't think we've ever seen Kristen's parents.
I don't think so.
All I'm saying is that, like, Britney comes from this, like, big old family.
Yeah.
And then the rest of everyone is, like, a dark, twisted journey.
Yeah. And, like, but you know that, like, every family is fucked up and has, like, you know, a myriad of secrets. And
what do we think Britney's family secrets are?
That they've murdered all the gay people in the city.
They're gay bashers.
Yeah.
But also, okay, well, here's my theory about Britney's dad.
They voted for Trump for sure.
Oh, they all voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we meet Britney's dad in this episode, Don.
Don, who, like, I would, like, spoon.
Don, you know, is also, like...
I'd have Don, like, play me, like, you know, the Beach Boys.
Don looks like he's, like, about to, like, head over to the Eagle.
Oh, yeah, he's
and,
totally...
And, like, post up.
I mean, he might be on Grindr. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don and Jax had like a really weird flirtation where they
it was
had
weird.
Like, they had like this dick measuring contest that basically resulted in
and them jerking
Don
each other off,
chainsawing down a live tree for no reason.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It was like, really weird. I was like,
that
why?
Tree had to die for their like toxic masculinity.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Why? Wait, remind me like why they're cutting this tree down? And like, there was actually like no solid answer.
No, there wasn't at all. It was just, again, it was like, this tree has to die so we can feel good about ourselves.
Like, literally, Bravo is now like impacting our environment in a negative way. Literally,
they're killing the trees.
They're killing trees.
They're killing my brain cells too, but whatever.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, this show is like a classic example of reaching when a scene is like Britney being like, Jax, get an axe and chop down that tree over there. And then he tries to do it. And then Don's like, I'll handle this.
Well, they're like, let's make him do something that's very country-y so it can be funny. And yeah. He's just like, I don't want to do this shit. I mean, Jax is so over it. Like, he like,
the whole
he, like,
setup
does
is
not
just like,
care.
Jax, go and shovel shit in the chicken coop.
And they're just like, what? He's like, what? No, I don't want to do that. Like, he doesn't truly care. Like, Jax gives like a 4 out of 10 performance, you know what I mean, like as himself.
Oh,
like,
yeah, he doesn't
he
shit.
Phones it in. He phones that shit in.
What I want to know though is like, what execs at Bravo are like coming up with this idea and just like lolling their faces off at
I don't know
it?
Remember, we used to pitch shows to Bravo.
I know, but I feel like we kind of came up with like good pitches.
We did come up with good pitches, and it was like so weird.
It was weird, like everything we said.
I mean, that
they
whole
were, like,
experience
no.
was just bone chilling.
It was bone chilling, but it was great.
You
paycheck.
Actually did a really good job with it. I melted down and just couldn't do it anymore, and I think I paid my boyfriend to do the last round, because I could. It was honestly breaking me psychologically.
At one point, I was just like, "What about like people that live in Hawaii?" Like, because I ran out of ideas.
What's
and I was
really
like,
funny?
What
to
would
think
I
about...
want to watch? Like, because I just tried to think like, what would I want to watch, and then pitch them ideas that are shows that I would want to watch. But like, I would never ever want to watch this show. I would never think that this is a good idea for a TV
show.
And
it's funny,
I could tell you like 40 spinoff ideas for Vanderpump Rules shows, this would not be on the list. And so what I'm wondering is like,
what would
Kristen Doty, like Cornelia was on Pump Podcast and pitched a show called Down and Doty, where you just like,
that's pretty good,
follow Kristen Doty around. Like, I would watch anything.
Kristen and her borderline personality
I would
disorder.
Watch like Katie and Tom year one, ground zero, like of their marriage.
I wouldn't watch any. Well, you are. It's going to be next season of Vanderpump Rules.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I'm just saying I would watch a lot of things and be really on board before I would watch like
the thing
Jax
is that, though,
Brittany
is that
take
none
Kentucky.
Of these people are compelling enough on their own. They really, really need, they're like ingredients in a sandwich. They need to work together in harmony to work. Otherwise, when isolated, they just taste like shit. I mean, that's how I truly believe it. Like, I don't think any of them are captivating enough to really hold their own show. It's hard to hold your own show.
It's
it
hard,
is.
But I mean, like,
it's like Bethany couldn't even do it. Bethany Frankel.
I loved her spinoff.
Yeah. No, I did too, and I fucking stand for her, but like, it was too much. It honestly was. It's like, sometimes it was like, okay, like I don't know. And Bethany's the queen.
Yeah.
Wait, so I remember going to Bravo. This is so funny. So, because have we talked about this before?
What?
How we got paid to pitch shows for them?
I don't think so.
Anyway, it was a dark time. I hadn't worked in like 6 months, and I was desperate for money. And they came to
me. And like,
me.
I was like working like a great job.
You were.
Our lives work like that. Like, whenever you're working and like really successful, I'm like literally in a gutter. And then when I'm like working and successful, you're like about to like drag a knife across your throat.
I know. It's kind of funny.
Anyways, I look forward to the next time.
I know. I'm doing really well right now. Anyways. So anyway, I think our agent had reached out to us to do it. And I was like, this will be so easy. And I went to go meet with them. And
Bravo came to us. They were just like tapped at. Yeah, they just reached out and they were like, do they want to participate in this? Like,
and I was so, I mean, I was down because I was like, okay, I watch them all the time. But it was honestly the hardest job I've ever done. It was like they thought of everything. Literally, they thought of everything. And it was like, and I remember I went to my meeting and it was creepy because execs are creepy. They just are. And they like sat me down. They're like, okay, there's like one show that like you cannot pitch us. Like, literally, like, please don't. Like, we get this all the time. We've had enough. And I was like, oh my God, what is it? They're like, celebrities and their pets. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Who's fucking pitching you shows about celebrities and their fucking dogs? Are you insane?
Oh, I'd watch that.
I wish I wrote down all the insane things they said. Oh, God. And so I remember, like, I talked to them about, like, Vicky Gombleson and how dark it is and how low her self-esteem must be to, like, be with someone who fixed cancer and, like, how she's a fascinating psychological study. And they were like, yeah, oh my God, we, like, never thought about it that way. Like, you go really deep. And I was like, I was just like, because I assume that when you're making these shows, you understand why it works and you understand why these people are, like, psychologically fascinating and completely fucked up and damaged. Mm-hmm. But they actually, like, don't. They're, like, literally just, like, I don't think they do. They didn't seem like they understood it.
I think that they think that they're, like, fun characters. I think that they look at people and they want characters.
But they don't understand, like, the dark humanity underneath it. Like, they don't understand why people are so drawn to them. They don't understand why.
Someone does.
Think maybe if they did, they'd feel bad about what they do for a living. Because they're just, like, destroying these fragile people's lives. But it was interesting. It was weird. I kind of thought that they would be in on the joke. And I don't think they were at all. Which
was weird.
Fascinating.
I pitched them a lot of stuff. Yeah, because, like, I feel like every time I talked to them, they were like, oh, we, like, thought of this or blah, blah, blah. But
they,
like,
loved rich enclaves of, like, a town no one's heard of. Like,
yeah.
A.K.A. Potomac, you know?
I had pitched them an idea about, like, in Oklahoma City, there's, like, this old neighborhood that's, like, Nichols Hills. That's, like, old money.
Right.
And then there's, like, this new money neighborhood that's Gallardia. And so I pitched them a show about, like, why don't
old
you find
new.
Old versus new and, like,
that's
find
really
those
good.
Heads. But they were already developing Sweet Home Oklahoma at the time. And they couldn't tell me, like, what the name of the show. But they were like, we're in production, like, on a show in Oklahoma. And I was like, God damn it. And then, but then I was really excited. But then, like, I didn't watch that show.
Did you watch it at all?
No, I didn't. But my mom watched it. And then she was, like, weirded out by it. She was like, these people say they live in Nichols Hills, but they don't really live in Nichols Hills.
Well,
and I was like,
ooh,
she's on it.
She's on the case.
Yeah, but she was like, they weren't necessarily representative of, like, the Nichols Hills vibe. Not that I give a shit.
But. Well, long story short, don't ever find out how the sausage gets made with reality TV because you'll become a vegan.
Honey, don't fly too close to the sun or you'll get burned. A moment that I was truly obsessed with, this, like, feral family, there when, like, Brittany's dog hops on the bed and just, like, pees on her pillow.
Oh, I know. I think
do dogs do
I
that?
I think it was a cat.
It was not a cat, you psychotic. It was like a little poodle kind of dog.
Yeah, and they were like, lol. They just thought it was hilarious. And everyone, like, and Jax was kind of like, ew, it's my pillow.
I'm like, what the fuck is the deal?
Yeah, it was weird.
I mean, that's pretty rich coming from me that had a cat that would random, like, always shit on my couch. But
I hope we, like, meet Brittany's boyfriend from, like, high school. Who's now probably on, like, 80 oxy a day, but, like, still looks kind of hot.
Oh, my God. This whole town that she's from is on oxy, by the way.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like Mama is secretly dealing oxy.
Oh, I'm sure. What if they just are, like, an oxy farm?
They probably are, like, have a compound. You know what? They're kind of like that family of Making a Murder. Didn't he live on, like, kind of a compound?
Yeah.
Or it was like an old car, abandoned car.
They're up to no good.
But
don't worry,
dark,
they have God on their side. But
underbelly.
They're up to no good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanna meet some ghosts from Britney's past.
Dawn is a leather daddy. That was written down in my notes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about that.
I know.
Yeah.
But I just needed to revisit because he truly is a leather daddy.
Yeah. From dusk till dawn.
And also, like, Dawn and Sherry kind of flirted at the party.
Oh, they did.
Bonfire.
I think they still fluke sometimes.
She seems really like something I just truly
she has
love
a lot of
about,
sexual energy.
She has a lot of sexual energy and she laughs so much. And I think it's out of, like, I think she's a little nervous.
Yeah.
But she also is just, like, living in the moment. Like, she's just, like, letting her body tell her what to do at all times.
Of course. I think Jax is, like, into her.
I think so, too. Who wouldn't? I'm, like, into her.
Yeah. No, I know.
I want to, like,
even
go
though she
to
hates
Kentucky.
My kind, yeah.
I want to
even
go
though
to
if
Kentucky
she saw me,
and
she
seduce
would,
Sherry.
Even though if she saw me, she'd, like, get a shotgun out from the porch and be like, keep driving.
Mama's like,
You want to die here, son? She's like, I'll grind you up and put you on my Mexican pizza.
Are you fixing to die tonight? Because you need to keep driving.
She's like, I'll mount your skull on a fence post, you little homo.
I know. It's true. It's true.
I really want to turn Cherry into like a lesbian.
Well, maybe that'll be a subplot. We have, you know, we got a lot. We got 22 minutes to kill. So we'll see.
Oh my God, when Dawn quoted Bible verses at the dinner table, I got completely darked out.
I know.
He quoted, he's like, finding a good wife is like finding a rare jewel, which is a misogynistic thing to say.
Oh, I know. It's basically saying like, okay, all women are garbage, but occasionally you find someone who's like not garbage and you hold on to them tight. No, forget
it. It's like finding a pure woman is like finding a fine jewel. You have to dig around in a cave for it and you might never find, you might die trying.
Like, yeah, I'm like, Dawn, who the fuck Dawn? Are you, Dawn of the Dead? Like, literally, I'm like, I'm just literally using so many Dawn puns right now.
Like, I like a Dawn pun.
I do like a Dawn pun too.
Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead. I'm like, yeah, like, you're so fucking special.
I'm like, fuck slash you, Dawn, make out with me. Gay.
He is a little gay.
He's gay.
He likes to chop
only
things.
Like a closeted gay man would say that about a woman.
And chop down a tree
JK,
for no reason.
Like most men would say that
I know,
about women.
Actually, yeah.
Sad. when the bonfire happened, you were like, everyone's on oxy at this bonfire.
Yeah. I mean, again, they're like getting fucked up. Like Jax is probably in pill heaven. Like,
Jax is fucked up by the end of this episode. He's drunk on a level that we...
I know,
he's, like, fucked up on a level
mixing.
That we haven't seen him at before.
He's mixing. I think he's mixing.
He's, like, hopping around being, like, hee-hee-hee.
Yeah, he's really weird. And it's, like...
He really is weird. And I know he's trying to, like, distract Mama, but he's also, like, just being...
You're just like honey, what drugs
weirdo.
Did you pack in your, like, carry-on? Like, what?
Do we
what?
Think he brought coke to Kentucky with him?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure, because he's on coke all the time.
Do we think he, like, shoved a gram of coke up his ass?
No, Brittany's ass. He was like, it won't hurt.
Do you think that they both trafficked coke across
the
country?
I feel like Brittany would traffic coke, although she, like, but I still, like, think that she's never tried coke. Like, she would traffic the coke, but never try the coke.
Like, she's like, it's the only way for Jax to be nice.
Yeah, exactly. She'd find some way to justify it. She's like, stand by your man, you know?
Yeah.
But... I don't think that she does
I feel like
it.
Brittany probably has a hairdresser friend in Kentucky that she can get coke from. And like
she's
she
like,
gets
there's
coke
this
for
one
Jack.
Homosexual that did my hair and he wasn't out to anyone but me and I know he's got the good shit.
Yeah.
But don't tell my mom because she fucking hates him.
Yeah.
She tried to kill him last night.
Brittany like holds him at like knife point and is like, give me all your drugs. They're from my boyfriend. I'm straight. Ever heard of it? And shanks him.
Oh my god, these people are just like swamp people.
I hope that Jax continues to get like fucked up and weird. I'm gonna say that I give it a B.
Ugh, I give it a D. I was not impressed. I was so bored. I felt like these episodes need to be an hour long. They need to. And I feel like the fact that they're 22 minutes, it's like they're just prolonging this. Like, I feel like they didn't get good material.
No, it's obviously like a piece of shit, but 22 minutes is a very low commitment level. And it's like something that's easily digestible. And there will be like one to two to... There's anywhere from like actually 2 to 7 lols per
episode. I need more lols. I need a Nicole Richie comedian to do the heavy lifting. I need a lot of things from this show that I'm not getting right now.
Well, maybe you should focus on letting Cherry be your angel.
We'll see, but...
Because she's mine.
We'll see, but I can just tell she wants me dead.
Okay, right now, if you had to fuck someone from the show, who would it be?
Militia. To say that I could fuck someone named Militia.
That's a lie.
No, Dawn. I'd fuck Dawn. What?
I just love that you...
Fuck Dawn. I would fuck Dawn today. As I take a huge swig of my wine. I'm like, I would fuck Dawn. I wonder what the listeners, who they would fuck.
Yeah. I want to know. If you listen to this episode, tweet us.
Tell us who
yeah,
you would fuck.
Yeah, and tell us who you would fuck.
I think everyone would fuck Dawn.
Give us a okay.
I'd fuck Cherry.
I already am fucking her.
Oh, fuck you.
She's mine. Hands off. Okay. People that are listening to this episode, please do a few things. Tweet us with your grade, like...
Of the episode?
Of the episode, yeah. I want to know, like,
and if
grade.
They're anything above a B, I'm scared for you. But okay.
Well, I won't judge, but yeah. Ryan over here.
I'm
and
like,
then
honey,
also tell us who you would fuck.
And then like a desert island scenario.
Yeah. I guess like Jax and Cherry would be fun to be in bed with, and Brittany.
Oh. Cherry and Brittany fucking mother daughter like porn.
Sherry's gotten like some work done or something. She looks so young.
I know she does.
She's looking young and full of life.
I know.
I don't know what her secret is, but I want to know.
Again, it's
so Sherry. If you're
it's
listening.
The blood of the fallen gay angels that she's taken. They keep her. That blood. The blood from the gays keep me young, honey. It's her, like, sitcom.
She truly is.
The gays. Like,
it's
the awful.
She's like a little
delightful.
Gun. It's like, do, 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 do.
A delightful, fun-loving,
she lures
gay
the gays
killer.
In, chews them up, and spits them out. It's Sherry. Do, 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 do.
Oh, my God.
They live for her.
I love her too.
All right. Well, I think that's all for right now.
Okay. But there's a bonus episode, right?
Yeah. But there's a bonus episode. So for everyone.
Hold on to your hats.
For everyone who gets in on the Patreon for Sexy Unique Podcast, you get a bonus episode where we're going to talk about all current events in the Vanderpump Rules universe.
Which Laura is an expert on. I have no idea what these idiot garbage cans are up to, but I'm about to find out.
Yeah. So. Get involved and see you next week or hear you next week. Or I guess you'll just like hear us. I don't know.
All right. Smooch you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to thank my two premium sponsors for this episode of Sup, Catherine Lodge and Johnny Smith. Thank you guys for your pledges. And because of you, it's all happening.
I'm feeling, cause I know I'm feeling, cause I know.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.